Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, everybody. This is David Clark.
It's nice to be with you again today on this Sunday morning. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. Nice day outside. It's nice and muggy and hot Florida weather. But I'm thankful for another day of life. I love Sundays. They're my favorite day of the week. I love to get up to worship the Lord. I love to go to church. This is my life. This is all I know, all I want to know. And I'm so thankful to be here again with you today on the radio. Whatever way that you're listening, on the internet or by radio, we're just so glad that you're here today. I want to remind you that if you want to contact me for anything or just want to tell me where you're listening from, because I like to hear that. Brother David on the air at gmail.com. You can write in and just tell me where you're listening from. I'd like to hear that. I'm sure Brother Ledford would like to know where people are listening from. Just spell it out. Brother David, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Brother David on the air at gmail.com. All right. So let's get into the word today. And I want to say that a couple of weeks in a row that I was on here, I just felt like I was hammering some harder subjects and things just that I felt the Lord told me to say. But I was thinking about this morning what I was going to be talking about today. And this is the way the Lord led me, and just bear with me and it'll help me get through it, because, God knows what he's trying to do here this morning. Okay. All right. So let's turn in our Bibles, if you have yours available, to Matthew chapter 22. I'm going to read some different scripture, Matthew and John, different Corinthians, different places. But Matthew chapter 22, I'm going to start off reading verse number 35, all right? Matthew 22, verse number 35. It says, "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said unto him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, all thy soul, and with all thy mind.' And the first and great commandment, this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." I was thinking about what I was going to be saying today, what I could talk to you about, and I just felt the Lord kind of nudge me in this direction. And any time that he prompts me to do something or say something, I have to be obedient, because he has a purpose. So someone needs to hear it this morning. We're going to talk about being commanded to love. Commanded to love. Now, everybody knows that, as Christians especially, that we ought to love people. We all know that. We've heard that from Sunday school all the way up. We've heard that since we were children. We sang Jesus Loves the Little Children. We sang, Jesus Loves Me. We talk about, working together and loving one another. But what does the Bible actually say about love this morning? And what does the Bible say about those of us that choose not to love? Let me read you some more scriptures here concerning this, because this is something in today's world, today's society. This is a problem. This is a problem with today's society. The reason why we have so much things going on today in the world is because we don't love each other. Because, number one, we don't love God. And then, secondly, we don't love one another. Now, just because I love someone doesn't mean I'm going to tolerate sin or tolerate, things that are inappropriate. Love is not tolerance. That's a whole different message for a different day. Love is not tolerance. Love is unconditional. I love everybody, just like the Bible says that God, he loves the sinner, but he hates sin. We have to love one another. We have to support one another. We don't have to tolerate sin. We don't have to make excuses for sin. We don't have to cover sin up, but we do have to love one another. All right, let's read this again. It says here, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Notice he didn't say might. He said mind. Everybody misquotes that a lot of times and says with all thy might. He says with all thy soul and all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now, there are people in this world that really love themselves. They are really self-absorbed. They think very highly of themselves. But Jesus was saying here to this lawyer, he said, you ought to love other folks like you love your own self. You ought to love your fellow man just the same way and with the same passion and the same intensity that you love yourself. Think about this now this morning. We are living in a world full of people that want things for themselves. They want things their own way. They want things done a certain way. But this morning, we're talking about a love that it draws our attention off of ourself, and it puts our focus on our fellow man. Now, how can that be possible? Because there's a change that takes place in the heart of a believer whenever they get born again. And Jesus washes them in the blood. It changes their character. And then from that point on, it causes them to have a different nature. It causes them to have a different nature. Now, let's read some here. What about love? What about love? What is it? What is love this morning? Well, turn over to 1 Corinthians. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want to talk to you just for a minute. 13 and 1. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all my mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long. Listen now. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. I know a lot of folks that, they can't read this without having to go to the altar. Think about this. Even myself, sometimes I think about being long-suffering and patient as the Lord is patient, and kind as the Lord is kind. I think about having the nature of Christ and reading what the Bible says that love ought to be. That right there will give us an altar service if we'll be sensitive. Listen, it says, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. We're talking about a commandment to love, if you're just joining us this morning, a commandment to love. We're talking about loving our fellow man, loving God. Now, the Bible said when we were just reading in Matthew that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And then he takes it a step further and said you should love your neighbor as yourself. And we just read what love is. Love is kind. It's patient. It's long-suffering. It's gentle. It's good. Listen to what it said. It suffereth long. It's kind. It envieth not. Vaunts not itself. It's not puffed up. It doesn't behave unseemly. It seeks not its own. It's not easily provoked. It thinks no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity. Iniquity is sin this morning. Chera, not only is love goodwill and good nature towards others, but love, it also is pure and it's holy. And if we have love in our heart, it changes our behavior towards sin. It changes our behavior towards folks that participate in sin. Although we love them and we want to help them and pray for them and we want to take care of them, we also, because that love is pure in our heart, that love is holy, that love comes from God. The Bible said it does not rejoice in iniquity. It gets no pleasure out of sin. Pure love for our fellow man and for God. It doesn't, it takes no enjoyment in sin. It doesn't allow our hearts to be thrilled by the ways of sin anymore. We want pure things, and it causes us, our love for God makes us want to be like him. It makes us want to know him more. It makes us want to be in his presence. Now, love here, all these descriptions about love. I'm gonna get on track here in just a minute. You just bear with me because I like to be a lot more detailed than what I am this morning, but I brought you what the Lord gave me. And so what little notes I've got is what I'm going to give you, and I'm going to trust the Lord to do the rest of it. But he's prompted me this morning to talk to us about a commandment to love. It's what the world needs now. It's what the church needs now. It's what the home needs now. Our schools and our jobs everywhere needs now. It's the love of God in mine and your heart. It's a holy, sanctified love. It's a pure love that comes from God. He's the one that gives it to us. He's the one that instills that love in us. We're not born with a godly love. That comes whenever we're born again. We're not just born with a love in our heart for God. When we're born again, that love begins to grow in us because we're born with a sin nature. Now we have a desire. We have a desire for God. We have all that instilled in us, but we're born in a sin nature. And so the love of God comes from the cleansing of our hearts by the blood of Jesus. It causes us to be cleansed. It causes us to be holy. And then, and only then, can we love as Christ loved. You know, I'm going to read here some more in just a minute, but I think about marriages and I think about spouses that have an unsaved spouse. People that have unsaved spouses. You know, a man cannot really love his wife as much as he ought to if he's not born again. A man can't really love his wife the way the Bible says he should, to the extent that he can. His possibilities in love are limited because he doesn't know Christ. How is that so? Because the Bible said that a man ought to love his wife as Christ loves the church. But a man cannot love his wife like Christ loves the church if he's not born again. If his heart is not regenerated, if he's never been cleansed from sin, he is governed by the God of this world. His love is not capable of reaching the level that Jesus loves the church, because that, my friend, is a unquenchable love. It's a, you can't do anything to make Jesus not love you. You can't make him mad. He's not going to storm off and squeal his tires. He's not going to throw things. He's not going to holler. There's not going to be no name calling. Jesus loves the church. He loves the bride of Christ. It's his bride. It's his holy, spotless bride that he's preparing a place for. He's given himself for. He laid his life down for. And a man cannot really love his wife or his family the way the Bible intends if he's not born again. So the first thing is, you must know Christ. You must be born again in order to love like Jesus loved. Now I'm going to go on here. First thing is, he said you ought to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. I'm going to turn over here to John chapter 14. The book of John chapter 14. Let's see what John says about it. John 14, verse number 15. You probably know this and can quote it. I'm going to read it out of the Bible here so somebody can't say that I made it up. John 14 and 15. Listen, a very short verse. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, this is Jesus talking. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now that seems like it's pretty straightforward until you get to looking in the Word of God and see that Jesus had more to say than just those Ten Commandments. Jesus had more things to talk to us about than just honor your father and mother. Don't kill, don't steal, don't bear false witness against your neighbor, don't covet, don't commit adultery, all that. He had some other things to say. So when you think about this verse and you think about people that love God, are going to keep his commandments. They're going to live this word. They're going to follow after the example of Christ. Now, you read through this Bible and all the things that Jesus taught, all the things he talked about. things like, you know, the Old Testament says you shouldn't commit adultery. But if you think about a woman in your mind and have impure thoughts about her, you've already committed adultery in your heart. That's what the New Testament says. Now, if you love me, keep my commandments. Read through this New Testament, all these words in red that Jesus spoke, all the gospels that the prophets and the apostles penned down, all the things that Jesus taught. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love God this morning, you're going to live for God. Now, we live in a world of don't judge me. We live in a world of only God can judge me. We live in a world that says nobody can tell me how I got to live. Nobody's going to tell me how I have to live. Well, the Bible says this morning clearly in red and white here, if you love me, keep my commandments. So the converse of that is, if you don't keep my commandments, you don't love me. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Do what I say do. Follow my teachings. Follow the word that I've given you. Follow the instructions for life. There are so many today that name the name of Christ, but they do not do what Jesus taught. They don't follow the gospel. They don't follow the teachings of Christ. How can we refer to ourselves as Christians, little Christs, but Jesus followers, people that are sold out? Everyone likes the names. We like to, man, I'm a fanatic for Jesus. I want to be a radical Christian. I want to be a person about the kingdom of God, whatever. All the things that we like to say. But the problem is if we don't love him, if we don't keep his commandments, if we don't live a life that is pleasing to God in every way, I'm not talking about just what folks can see. I like to be pressed and dressed. I like to arrive where I'm going looking like a child of God. I like for things to be in order. I like for folks to know that I take pride, that I represent the church, I represent the body of Christ. But I'm not talking about this outward that you can see this morning, although I believe wholeheartedly that somebody that's saved and born again is going to be sanctified. Another message for another time, but I put a plug in there. Get ready for it. That message is coming. But listen to me. My life from the inside out has got to give witness this morning. It's got to give witness that I love Jesus Christ. It's got to be a witness this morning that Jesus is living in me. Now, how is that? Because I keep his commandments. If we love Christ this morning, we're going to do what he said. We're going to love God, love our neighbor. We're going to feed the homeless. We're going to feed the poor. We're going to take care of the widows and the orphans. We're going to reach out to this world and spread the gospel. But not just that. He also said, you know, that we ought to be holy. He also said that we ought to be good stewards of our money, good stewards of our time. You know, what about our appetite? He also said we ought to take care of this temple, that it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. He also said some things about that. He also said that we ought to, you know, not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We ought to be in the house of God. He also said that we ought to be a church that is filled with power. Listen to me this morning. There's more to it than just these Ten Commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do what I say do. When I talk to my children, I tell them, I give them something to do. And when they don't do it, I set them down. I say, you know, it hurts my heart whenever you don't listen to what I'm saying, because I know that you don't love me enough or have enough respect for me, I should say, to follow what I'm telling you. And it's for your own good. And I'm teaching them as they grow that when mama and daddy says something, it's for your good. And if you love us and if you respect us, then as a child that we are raising, you do what we tell you to do. Now, I like to explain to my children why I say things. I try not to do the whole just do what I say do and don't ask no questions. Well, the Bible lays it all out for us here. Why we should follow after the example of Christ. Why we should. Let me just say this too. You know, I've dealt with some folks before that have told me, you know, about preaching the gospel and about witnessing everything, and that it's hateful and that it's judgmental and that I ought to love folks. And I have to stop them and say, hold on a minute. It is the love of Christ that compels me to share this gospel with you. It's the love of Christ that draws me into the prison house. It's the love of Christ that sends us into the nursing homes. It's the love of Christ that sends folks out on the street corners to hold signs up and to witness to the homeless and prostitutes and drug dealers and all these ex-convicts. It's the love of Christ that persuades a man to forsake everything that he owns and move to Africa and minister to people in those tribes over there and those villages and living in mud huts and everything. It's the love of Christ that compels people to tell folks about the gospel of Jesus Christ. There would be no gospel this morning without love. The reason why we share the gospel with this world, the reason why we live this gospel, the reason why we are consumed by Christ is because of love. He first loved us, and now we love our brothers. We love God. We love our brothers. Let me read here. Quickly, I'm going to run out of time again. John 13 and 35. John 13 and 35. It says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Now, I know, listen, this morning, this is going to not settle well with some folks. This is going to ruffle some feathers. That's all right. I'm bracing myself. You can't see it, but I got my arms braced because I know there's going to be kickback from it. And that's all right, because this came out of the Word. He said, I know people are going to know you're my followers, you're my disciples, because you love one another. Do you know that church folks today are among the top on the list of folks that can't get the love of Christ in their heart enough to love one another? You got churches warring against churches. You got church members warring against church members. They won't sit on the same pew next to each other. They won't clap when somebody else sings. They won't shout when somebody else sings. They'll skip them around in the fellowship line. They won't shake their hand. You know, God forbid we have a foot washing and communion because they dance right out in the parking lot and go home because they don't have the love of Christ in their heart for their fellow man. But here's what the Bible said. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Now listen to me this morning. If you don't love your brothers, I'm talking to the church folks this morning. If you don't love your brothers and your sisters in Christ, then you are not a disciple of His. You're not any of His this morning, because ones of those that have been washed in the blood, the love that Jesus shed for us, the love that God shed, gave to us through His Son Jesus, when He gave Him, John 3:16, you know that scripture, God so loved the world. If you don't have enough love in your heart to love your brother and sister beside you who you have seen, the Bible said, how can you say you love God who you have not seen? Well, I do love everybody. I just don't agree with them. Well, that's all right. We don't have to agree on everything, but we got to love one another. We got to love one another. John, 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now, the problem with that this morning is there's a lot of us that wear the banner that say we belong to him. There's a lot of us this morning that name the name of Christ. We carry around our big Bibles and we wear our suits and we got the Jesus fish on our vehicle and all the things that we think we ought to do. But the problem is there's something lacking in this heart. There's something missing on the inside. We've skipped a step somewhere. We've gotten off balance somewhere. And the way that we're missing it is we don't have love one for another. Think about the world that we live in. And what a different place it would be if everybody had a godly love for their neighbor. Nobody would be in need. Nobody would have problems like they have right now. There wouldn't be murders and rapes and drug all the things that we have going on and the abuse and the violence and everything if people had a love in their heart. But I mean the church this morning, we got to be the difference. Listen, we can blame the devil. We can blame the government. We can blame everybody we want to, but the problem with America and the problem with Jacksonville, Florida this morning is not Donald Trump. It's not Barack Obama. It's not the government. It's not the city. It's not the mayor. It is the church that professes to know the gospel and the truth of Jesus Christ because we don't have love for our fellow men like Jesus said we ought to have. If we love him, number one, we're going to keep his commandments. We read that, but number two, by all this will men know you're my disciples, that you have love one to another. He said, if you don't love one another, you're not of God. You don't even know God, because God is love. And if you don't have love in your heart, if you don't have compassion and long-suffering, all the things that we read about in patience and everything that Corinthians describes, we don't know him. You say, that's strong words this morning. The Bible said they'll know you belong to me because you love one another. How can that be? Because folks that don't love one another, they don't belong to him. They don't belong to him. I'm telling you this morning, when a person has been born again, I'm going to run out of time, but I'm going to preach right to the end of it. Because you need to hear this. A person that's been born again and washed in the blood of Jesus, they're going to love and they're going to forgive and they're going to be long-suffering and patient and kind and giving, and they're going to give everything and spend every last drop of energy until the world knows Christ and him crucified. We're out of time this morning. I want to remind you, get up and go to church. Thank you for listening. We'll continue this. I'll be back the first Sunday in next month. God bless you. Write to me, brotherdavidontheair@gmail.com. Let me know where you're listening from. We're praying for you. God bless you. Send me a little suggestion if there's something you want to hear about next time. God bless you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.